Like this week is Parshas Pinchas. So we know Pinchas starts off with a continuation from last week after Pinchas kills Zimri and Kozi Vatsor. Then the Torah goes on to the Yichus of the Shvatim. And the end of the Parsha we're very familiar with, all the Amin Toivim, the Kavanis that are brought, our Shabbos, Vishchoydish, all the Amin Toivim. I don't remember the source, but the Pinchas' name is spelled Hey Yud Nun Ches Samach, a remez to all the Yomim Tovim that are mentioned in the parasha, the Kavaras of Yomim Tovim. The Pei is Pesach, Yud is Yom Kippur, Yom Kippurim, the Nun is 50, which is a remez to Shavuos, and Yom Chamishim, the 50th day, is Kavaras HaTaira. The Ches is Chodesh, a remez to Rosh Chodesh, also to Rosh Hashanah, which falls out Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, it's also the beginning of the new year, Chodesh, and the Samach is a remez to Sukkos. So in Pinchas' name is a remez to all of the Yomim Tovim that are mentioned later on in the parasha. Okay, just a little introduction. The parasha starts off telling us that Pinchas ben Eloz ben Aaron HaKoyen Pasuk Yud Aleph Heishiv es chamosi me'al b'nei Yisrael b'kano es kenosi b'seichom b'loi chilisi as Bnei Yisrael, because I didn't destroy Bnei Yisrael in my kina, v'chein emor, hinni noisei noy es brisi shalom. Therefore, I'll give Pinchas my bris of shalom. So Rashi explains, it should be a bris of shalom, ka'odom ha'machzik taiva, v'chein ois l'misha oisei imoy taiva, a person who shows good, and chein, to one who did a favor with him. So Pinchas sort of did a favor, showed chein to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by standing up in defense of Hashem when Zimri did his Aveira. So here too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Pirishvai HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shvoi Mois, Hashem sent his Shalom to Pinchas. The Medrash Rabba brings down, Bidinhu She Yavai Pinchas V'yitol Schar. It's only proper, deserving that Pinchas should come and take his Schar. Take his reward. And the Ben Ishchai, I know we said it over, but the Ben Ishchai has a beautiful marshal. The Ben Ishchai explains, what does the Medrash mean, v'dinhu, it's only proper, it's deserving that Pinchas should come and take his schar. And the Ben Ishchai says over, the king was once traveling through the forest, he went hunting in the forest, and he had with him his whole entourage, all his soldiers, and the general, and all the horses, and people along for the hunt. And the king and the general walk off to the side, and the king is hunting, and suddenly a band of robbers attack the king. The general pulls out a sword and defends the king, chases away the robbers, and he saves the king's life. The king, of course, is very thankful, thanks the general, and life goes on. A year later, the king is back hunting in the forest. And this time, the king is together with the general, the soldiers, same as before, but somehow the king gets separated from the rest of the group. He's running after an animal on the hunt, and he gets separated from the rest of the group, and the king is alone with one of his servants. I think last time he said the butler, he was alone with the butler. Well, with one of his servants. And the robbers attack, they attack the king. But this time there's no general to defend the king, and the servant sees that the king is in grave danger, the king is in tremendous danger, and the servant, he doesn't even have on his own sword to defend himself. Quickly he grabs the sword from the king, takes the king's sword, and with all his might and all his koyach, he chases the robbers away, and he manages, at great risk to his own life, he manages to save the king. And when the king returns back to the palace, the king calls in the servants who saved his life, and he rewards him with tremendous gold and silver and treasures. And one of the king's advisors asks him and says, Your Majesty, can you explain? I'm very puzzled. Last year when the general saved your life, there was no great reward, no gold, no silver, no treasures. Gave him a nice thank you, a presentation, and that was it. And this time, when the servant saved your life, you gave him gold, silver, and great treasures. Why the difference? They both saved your life after all. And the king answered, there's a tremendous difference. The general, that's his job. The general's job is to defend the king. He only did his job. For doing his job, there's no great reward. He's being paid. gave him a thank you, nice presentation, honorable mention, but he didn't do anything out of the ordinary above and beyond his call, and therefore he's not deserving of any special reward. But this servant, he's not a warrior, he's not a soldier, he's not a general, he didn't even have his own sword, he had to use my sword, and a great risk to his own life. He demonstrated how much he protected the king, how he cared for the king, and he saved my life. For that he deserves a tremendous reward. Says the Ben Ishchai, the same is true. Who was Pinchas? Pinchas went ahead, and to prevent the Chilul Hashem, to defend Hashem's honor, he went ahead, and he killed Zimri, and Kozi Basur. He put his life in danger. The Warren Sanhedrin discusses the Tandisim that happened to Pinchas, how he was saved. Who was Pinchas? You would think Pinchas is a strong person, a warrior, a soldier, says the Pasuk. You know who Pinchas was? It was Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKoyin. He was Pinchas, the son of Elazar, the son of Aaron HaKoyin. Who was Aaron HaKoyin? Aaron was Oyev Shalom, Reoyev Shalom. Aaron was the person who made peace between any husband and a wife, friends that were arguing. Pinchas was the one who always made Shalom. Aaron was the one who made Shalom. So Pinchas came from a Zaydah of Shalom, of peace. He was a man of Shalom. And yet Pinchas went ahead when it was necessary, and he became a warrior to defend the honor of Hashem. If that's the case, says the Medrash, "Bedinhu sheyitol schar." It's deserving that Pinchas should take schar. Pinchas, in a sense, went against his nature, went against his teva, being an oyev shalom, and he went ahead and he was like him. He fought the mechama of Hashem to kill Zimri and cause him basur to honor Hashem. For that, he's deserving of reward. He went above and beyond what he was required to do, and for that, Pinchas Bedinu, it's only deserving Shi'ito Scha, that he should take a Scha. The Pasuk tells us in Pasuk Yud Gimel, V'hoysa loyal Azara Yacharov, Beris Kuhuna Saylom, which should be for him, for Pinchas, and his children after him, a Beris of Kuhuna forever, Tachas Ashekini Lekhov, because he was jealous for Hashem's honor, he defended Hashem's honor by chaper al bnei Yisrael. He was mechaper a kapara for bnei Yisrael. Okay. So we all know if Pinchas was Eliyahu Anovi or not. Whole machoikis who Eliyahu Anovi was. Pinchas is Eliyahu. Pinchas, according to one opinion, Pinchas is Eliyahu Anovi. Eliyahu Anovi, we know, is known as the Malach HaBris. Eliyahu Anovi comes to every bris. Why does Eliyahu Novi come to every Bris Milah? What's the connection between Eliyahu and a Bris Milah? And Chazal tells us, because Eliyahu was a Kanoi, and Eliyahu spoke very harsh against Bnei Yisrael to Hashem, how Bnei Yisrael are not mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Hashem said to Eliyahu, you're speaking bad about Bnei Yisrael. You're going to be the aid by every Bris that Bnei Yisrael mekayim the mitzvah of Bris Milah. And Eliyahu Novi, from that time on, went to every bris. And he says, Eidus, that Bnei Yisrael and Mekayim, the mitzvah of bris milah.
He's only one aid.
So, the Medrash brings down that Eliyahu said to Hashem, but I'm a kanoi. I mean that I'm a kanoi. I can't be together with Bali Averis, people that do Averis. And perhaps the Avi Aben did an Avera. I can't go to the bris. So Hashem said, "No, I'm meichel the Baal Bris. I'm meichel the Avi Aben." So Eliyahu said, "But perhaps the Moel did an Aveira. I'm meichel the Moel as well." Eliyahu says, "What about everybody else who comes to the Bris?" And Hashem says, "I'm meichel everybody else as well. I'm meichel all those. I'm meichel all their Aveiras. And this way, Eliyahu Novi, the Kanoi, can come to every Bris." Merumos in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, "Tachas Ashekine Lelekov." Because Pinchas was jealous for Hashem, because Eliyahu was kineh, he was jealous, and he spoke harsh. He was jealous for Hashem's honor. He spoke harsh about Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, vayechaper al Bnei Yisrael. Through Eliyahu Novi, a kapara was brought about to Bnei Yisrael. Because by Eliyahu Novi coming to every bris, indirectly, he caused the kapara. Hashem is meichel everybody in order for Eliyahu to come. So because of this kanoi, is tachas ashekine lelekov, Vayechaper al Bnei Yisrael. Hashem was mechaper for Bnei Yisrael. Look, I said this over last time, but it's a nice story. Whenever we mention Eliyahu Novi, you have to have a story. You can't speak about Eliyahu without a story. Rabbi Eliyahu Lapyan sit over the story. He was younger, he had been married a short while, his wife became very sick. And it came to a point where the doctors gave up hope. The doctors told the family that they should prepare for the end, because there's nothing that the doctor can do anymore. And Fashtetzich in the house, the matzah was very sad, people were down. Boreal Rabiyan was in the house. Suddenly the door opens, and a man walks in who he never saw before. And the man says to Rabbi Yavnian, why is everybody so sad in the house? Because everyone's sad. Tzabrochen, why is everybody Tzabrochen in the house? And Rabbi Yavnian says, tells him the story, that Nebuchadnezzar's wife is very sick, the doctors gave up hope, and just waiting. And the man says to him, what's everybody so down for? Don't you know, just go down to the river, and near the river is a certain plant, a certain vegetable that's growing. It's in this spot. Take that vegetable, bring it back here, put it into a pot, and the liquid that comes out, when you cook it, give the chayla the liquid to drink, and the chayla will have a refuah, and she will come back. Yeah. The man turns around, and he walks out. The Rabbi Yan hears that, okay. He runs down to the river, he finds the vegetable in the exact spot where he was told it would be, takes it, brings it back, he cooks it up, they give his wife the liquid to drink, and slowly but surely she has a refuah, and she is healed, and she lived many, many years after that. Rabbi Yavyan would tell over the story, he said, Mistam was Eliyahu, couldn't be anybody else. That was part one of the story. A while.
How do you know
if
he had a dream? He thought
about it? Somebody came into the house. Amir walked into the house and told him to go.
No, I said, but how do you know Eliyahu Navi?
Somebody thought.
But he thought.
Everybody would think that, right? We all have those moments. A while later, Rabbi Yavinan went to Sfas Emes. He went to see the Sfas Emes. He came to the Sfas Emes and he asked the Sfas Emes for a bracha. Sfas Emes told him, a younger man who's zeichet to Gil Eliyahu doesn't need a bracha for me. A younger man who's zeichet to Gil Eliyahu doesn't need a bracha for me. So on the spot, Rabbi Eliyahu answered him back and said, "Taket, just the opposite. A rebbe who knows that I was zeichet to Gil Eliyahu, from such a rebbe, I came to receive a bracha." Okay. Story. Okay. Back to the year. The pasuk says later on, Perek Chaf Zayin, pasuk Chaf. The pasuk tells us, "V'nasata mihaydcha alav." V'nasata mihaydcha alav, man yishmu kol adas bnei Yisrael. Then Hashem tells Moshe, take Yeshua ben Nun, and lean with your hands on Yeshua ben Nun, have him stand in front of Elazar Kayen, v'tzivisa yisareinayim, v'nasata mihoitcha alav. And he should put from your glory, from your beauty onto Yeshua. And Rashi tells us, v'nasata mihoitcha alav, v'loy kol hoitcha, v'marim baba basra, and not all of your shine, not all of your glory. Them saying we're maiden, we learn from here, Pnei Moshe Kechama, Pnei Yeshua Kalavana. Moshe's face shone like the sun, Yeshua's face shone like the moon. Because Moshe put Mehoitcha, some of his glory on Yeshua, but not all of it. So says the Gemara in Baba Basra. And the Gemara ends off, Zakenim Shiba Oisri Hador Omru. The Zakenim of that generation said, Pnei Moshe Kepnei Chama, Pnei Yeshua kepnei Levana, oi lo oisa busha, oi lo oisa klima. Oi to that embarrassment and shame. Which busha, which klima is the Gemara referring to? The Zakenim said, Yeshua's face was like the sun, Yeshua's like the Levana, oi for that busha, oi for that klima. Woe to that embarrassment and shame. The Chofetz Chaim explains beautifully. The Marshal, I think I said it over differently in the past, but I'll use the version that I saw today. A person hears that in a faraway country, there's gold and silver readily available. There are mines of gold and silver, and anybody could come who makes the long journey, and they could take the gold and the silver. And he tries to find a partner, someone to go along with him. And everybody he asked to come along with him says, nah, I can't come, it's too much bother, it's too far away, I don't have the time, and they can't come. And finally he finds one Ani who says, fine, I'll go along with you. And they take the long, dangerous trip, and they travel, and it turns out to be true. It turns out that in this place, there's big mines of gold and silver, and it's there for the taking. And they spend a long time, and they load up with sacks of gold, sacks of silver. And after many years, they return, they come back home. And they come back home with all their riches, and they're able to sell it, and they become very, very wealthy. And they meet all the people who refused to come along on the trip in the first place, all the people that he asked to come along in the very beginning. And when they see what was brought back, they say, oi, we had a chance as well. We could have gone. If we would have gone with you, we would have ended up being as wealthy as you are. But we lost our chance. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's the Busha and that's the Klima. There's a Canaan in that door had a chance to be like Yeshua. They could have become as great as Yeshua was. They also had a Rebbe Moshe Rabbeinu. They also had the connection to Moshe Rabbeinu. But Yeshua became the Talmud Muvak of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he became Pnei Yeshua Kepnei Ravana. And Yeshua was like, but there's a Canaan in that door, they remained who they were. They lost out. I lois a busha, I lois a klima, I for busha, the embarrassment of the Zakenim who had a chance to become great, and they didn't use the chance that they have. And of course, it goes without saying that we all have our chances as we go through life to rise, to become better, to use the opportunities that we have. And our the goal in life is to keep our eyes open for the opportunities. The Yetzer Hara likes to come along and close our eyes and tries to think, have us think that we're stuck in one place and we can't rise to higher heights. The Chofetz Chaim says, it says in the parasha, Mishpachas HaYitzri, Mishpachas HaShilemi. I believe it's Pasuk. Sorry. Yeah, and Perichov Vav, Pasuk Memtes. Perichov Vav, Pasuk Memtes, says the Pasuk. Of course, Yetzer and Shilem are names, but the Torah can be darshened in many different ways. It says the Chofetz Chaim, Yetzer is a remiss to the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer, if somebody gives into the Yetzer Hara, Mishpachas HaYitzri. Suddenly he finds the whole Mishpacha of the Yetzer Hara is there. He gives it on one Avera, the next Avera is waiting. The next Avera is there. Once you give into the Yetzer Hara, he comes with more and more, the whole Mishpacha of the Yetzer Hara is waiting. On the other hand, Shilem, one wants to achieve Shilemus. One wants to do what's right. Mishpachas HaShilemi. Min Hashem, they send him the whole Mishpacha of Shilemus. He has many opportunities to do good. But Derech Sh'adam writes a Leilech Malichin Oysoi. On the path that a person wants to go, Min Hashem, they lead him. A person wants to do bad, the opportunities are sent for him to do bad. A person wants to do tshuva, he wants to do good, the opportunities are sent to do good. It all depends where a person is headed, where he wants to go. They tell over the classical mashal, Duzef wants a shikr, all he did was drink. He drank a whole day from morning till night, and he slept and wasn't doing anything constructive with his life. And his family was very embarrassed of this shikr, and he was a total embarrassment to the mishpacha, a burden, and they decided that they have to sober him up, teach him a lesson. So one day they decided that the next time he's drunk, they'll carry him to the Beis HaKvaros, and they'll leave him in the cemetery. So that when he wakes up, he'll see the graves, the cemetery, maybe something will register in his mind that there's some din v'cheshbon in this world, and it's not just a life of drinking and enjoying himself. And maybe he will register if he wakes up in the cemetery. So they carry him to the cemetery, and they put him down next to one of the graves. Nope. That day, the king's soldiers come into town, and they're doing a search for illegal merchandise, schayra, and they're checking for taxes. And the wine seller happens to have two barrels of wine illegal, and if the soldiers catch him with the wine, he's in great trouble. What better place to hide two barrels of wine than a cemetery? So he takes the two barrels of wine, he carries it out to the cemetery, and he puts it down in a quiet place. Little did he know that right behind the grave, the shikar is sleeping. The next morning, the shikar wakes up, looks around, and he sees two barrels of wine. No problem. As difficult as it was, he was desperate. He opens up the barrel, he starts drinking, falls asleep. Next day, he wakes up, barrel of wine, and he drinks. And meanwhile, his family's waiting. Where is he? They expect him to come back by now. After all, he was gone for 3 days already in the cemetery. They better check up. They all go down to the cemetery, and imagine their surprise. They see him in the cemetery, shikar as could be, next to two barrels of wine. The mashal is obvious. The derech she'odom retzalech molichin oisayin. It's mamish what happens. The path that a person wants to go on, that's how a person is led min hashemayim. A person wants to do averus, it's open. The door is open. The path is there. No one's forcing him. But the door is open, the path is there. A person wants to do mitzvahs, the path is there also. The derech she'odom retzalech. The path that a person wants to travel on molichin oisayin min hashemayim, they help him down that path. No, it's our job to decide which path we want to travel on. We have to know which is good, what we should do, what we shouldn't do. Which path is the path that we should take? Which is the path we shouldn't take? Like I said many times, over the summer's time of Hefkeres. Feel more on our own during the summer. Everyone's a little bit freer in the summer. And a person has to be careful. Where does he really, really want to go? Which path does a person want to go down? The path that a person really wants to go down is the path that they lead him min hashemayim. And every person has the ability to do tshuva and to go down the right path. The pasuk says in Perek Chav Ches, pasuk Gimel, the carbon tamid. Kvasim b'neishana shnayim. We bring two sheep for a carbon tamid every day. One sheep in the morning, tamid b'vayker, tamid b'erev, and a tamid b'in harbayim in the afternoon. And we all know the Gemara in Brachos, Rabbi Shimon Levi says, tfilos keneged midim tiknum. The tfilos were established. Chazal Masakein, the Tfilos Keneged, the Karban Tamid, Keneged, the Kabbanis Shachris, is Keneged, the Tamid of Shachris, Minichas Keneged, the Tamid Shel Ben Harbayim, and Mayat Keneged, the burning of the Evorim on the Mizbeach overnight. The Tfilos are Keneged, the Tamidim. Chavetz Chaim says a moshul about the Indian of davening Tfilos Bizmano, davening Tfilos in the right time and not davening Tfilos after it's too late. I know it's a little bit of a difficult topic to discuss, the different shitas about tefillah b'zmano, but let's, Chavetz Chaim said over a beautiful marshal. There was once a villager who did odd jobs, and every time he did a job, he would put away the money that he had and save it for later on in life. And he was very careful that when people paid him, he only asked for new bills. He wanted new shtaros. New bills. He liked the feel of the new bills, the way they looked. And over the years, he accumulated a pile of new bills, new shtaros. And finally, the years go on, and he decides, you know what, it's time to enjoy life a little bit. Let me spend my savings. Let me spend my money. He takes one of the new bills, and he goes to the store. The storekeeper says, I'm sorry, but I can't accept this bill. Can't accept it. He says, what do you mean? I can't accept it. He's all upset. Can't accept this bill. Doesn't know what to do. He says, you know what? I'll take it to the bank. I'll take my whole pile of bills to the bank, and I'll change it in for whatever it is. And he travels to the bank. Never was in a bank before, and he walks in. And he sees people waiting in line with piles of bills, sacks of bills. And he sees one person walks up and hands the teller worn out bills. All worn out, not nearly as nice as his brand new bills. And the bank teller says to him, how could you give me such bills to cash? These bills are all worn out. Where's your respect for the government? How do you treat the bills this way? All right, I'll cash it for you. I'll give you what you want. And he accepts the bills. The next person comes up and gives him bills that are torn. And the teller says, how do you expect me to cash this? They start putting together the bills. They match up the serial numbers on one side with the serial number on the other side, tapes it together, fine, he lets it go. And he's standing there and says, I have nothing to worry about. If the teller is accepting all these torn out and worn bills, definitely my new bills, crisp bills, all put together, I'll have no problem. And he walks up to the front, nice and proud, and puts down the pile of bills. The teller takes one look and says, I'm sorry, I can't accept these. What do you mean you can't accept it? These are all shtarois that changed the currency years ago. These are all the old bills. You had time to turn them in. The time expired. These bills are no good anymore, and we can't accept them at all. And he's left there with a pile of new bills that nobody wants to take. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when it comes to davening, this manner, sometimes people say, I need more time, I need a little more kavona, I have to prepare myself, I want my tefillah to be like the brand new bills. Says the Chofetz Chaim, better you should daven tefillah this manner, even though your kavona might not be so good. Your tefillah might be a little torn. You might have just the serial number on one side, the serial number on the other side. Man of a brach, he said in the beginning, or later he said at the end, but at the least, it's still a tefillah of his mana. It can still be kished in the bank. The tefillah might be a little worn out, but at least you could still push it through. But if you come to daven after this man, you're davening already, after this man is over, the king already passed the shtaros, it's too late, the gates are closed, this currency is no good anymore after a certain time. It expired. You could bring the newest, beautiful, best bills. If you bring it after it expired, it's too late. So said the Chofetz Chaim, that we daven tefillah bizman. Okay. The Maisa, we know we have a koyach of tefillah. Tefillah is what we daven three times a day, we have a koyach of davening. And during the summer, a lot of times it tends to get a little bit lax during the summertime. So let's be mechazet the koyach of tefillah that we have, shachris, mincha, ma'ariv, to the best of our ability. And even though a person sometimes is very tired, and he knows I can't have the full kavana, daven. It's a worn out shtar. Might be a little torn in the middle. It might not be perfect, but it's there. It makes its way through. It carries its own. It makes its way through. Our tefillah has kayach. Just every year it comes out that 3 weeks between Shavuos and Tamuz and Tisha B'Av fall out Parshas Pinchas, Matas Masay, and Devarim. Depending if Matas Masay is together or not, either the 3 weeks are Pinchas, Matas Masay, Devarim, or if Matas Masay is separate, the 3 weeks are Matas, then Masay, and then Devarim. V'haloi Dovah. Must be a reason, a meremez, that pumped every year, the 3 weeks fall out, these parashiyos. And the idea is brought down, I don't remember again by whom the idea is brought down, these three parashiyos discuss Eretz Yisrael. Pinchas discusses B'nai Suravchot, come for Yerusha and Eretz Yisrael. Also the idea of bringing Karbonois, Matois discusses the Yerusha B'nai God, B'nai Ruven, going Eber Yardin, going to fight to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Masay discusses the whole borders of Eretz Yisrael, all in Masay. Devarim discusses the preparation to enter into Eretz Yisrael to show us the idea that even though we're now in the time of the Churban, the time of the 3 weeks, time of Avelos, we have Bitochen and we have Avtocha, and we trust that Hashem will take us back and rebuild the third base of Mikdash. We will go back to Eretz Yisrael. We will have a third base of Mikdash. We will bring the Karbonis again. Now, tefillah is that we should take a Bizaycha to have the Nechama. Fakir tells that Mas'aba Yerushalayim is zeichet to see the Nechama, which taka see the Nechama, is zeichet to the Bayis HaShlishim, Sheikh Zakeim, Herb Yemeinu, Amen.